It's a long ways until November, and that's when Kevin Cochran really likes to go fishing, because he's a muskie guy, and that's when you'll find the biggest muskies. Nonetheless, August is here, the muskies are biting, and we check in with Kevin Cochran next.
If I had a bar for every time my line got stuck, well then I'd probably have enough for a brand new pickup truck, and I'm probably gonna need it. Is gonna change, I can feel it. I got a secret weapon on the radio. Kevin always tells me where the fish is going. I'm fishing. Yes, I'm fishing. When I'm fishing. Yes, I'm fishing.
Paul Bunyan.
Welcome to another week of Fish and Paul Bunyan Country, presented by Northland Fishing Tackle. Well, time to talk muskies with Kevin Cochran of Kevin Cochran's Muskie Guide Service. And Kevin, before we went on the air, you were just telling me you've been busy answering the phones a lot. A lot of people looking to get into our area and fish muskies because they can't get to Canada this year. But as you noted, it's only a finite number of hours in the day.
That and, you know, I only have so many days that I can work. My business, unfortunately, is not one that can really grow exponentially because of how many days that I have. People want to fish. People want to fish with me, and I think it would be hard if I had somebody working under me to kind of pull those trips off. I don't know if that would work or not. So, but yeah, I get at least half a dozen calls. Up to a dozen calls every day regarding trips and availability, and which is great, but can't fulfill all those needs.
Yeah, well, you have been busy pretty much every year. I mean, you've got your core of people, and a lot of those guys are repeat business, I'm guessing.
Yeah, In fact, I looked. I looked last week, and I think I'm right around 70 to 75% is repeat business.
Wow.
So, yeah, pretty lucky.
So, we've been fishing for muskie since early June. How has the season been so far this year?
The season, in a nutshell, has been pretty tough. However, there's definitely moments of success where it's immediately near a moon phase, or then also like weather changes have been very consistent as well. So anytime it's before or after storms, there's usually bite windows on both sides of that. So it has been a tough season. However, the fish, you know, I see this every year for the past 16 years of guiding. I see increased fishing pressure. I see fish that are smarter, that are more bait shy, and I think you just have to kind of go out the beaten path and find those lakes that don't get beat to death by anglers. So that's some of the things that I key in on.
So you're and I know that we've had in general a much busier summer of fishing, more licenses sold for the first, you know, quite a bit more, and a lot more people on the water, and that's translating into muskies particularly as well?
I would say it's even more so with muskies because a lot of the muskie anglers from the metro and the Midwest and even out east, they travel up to Lake of the Woods every year for their week-long or two-week-long muskie trip, and you know, obviously that's with the border being closed, that's not happening anymore. So, you know, they want to go up to northern Minnesota. Well, we have a few big lakes like, Mille Lacs and Vermilion and, Cass and Leech. And it seems like a lot of those lakes are taking, they're taking taking those anglers. And we have seen an increase in fishing pressure exponentially over the past, say, 3 weeks. Yeah.
Would you put that as the main reason it's a tough year, or are there some other factors?
Not necessarily. I think increased angling pressure, it presents issues. However, it's going to be seen a little bit further down the road. The heat this year has been tough. I took off 9 days because of the heat, the water temps, maybe 2.5 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, they were in that 79 to 81 range. And I don't like to see that. You know, I was on cast this morning and we had 73. So that's more of a norm. But the 78 to 80 degrees, yeah, that's pretty sketchy if you're catching fish and, they're just, you're going to have issues releasing them. I did take time off because of that. It's a good idea to definitely stop fishing if you see those temps. And I do think that heat has been the culprit for a lot of issues muskie fishing this year, just regarding angler success rate and then also delayed mortality too. I've seen a handful of fish that were caught I didn't actually see them. Other people sent me pictures, cause I was off the water during that time. I think the heat for me and talking to quite a few other people was the issue. I do like colder water temps. I like where we're at right now. I like 68 to 73 in the summer. And it does seem like if you're getting any warmer than that, then the success rate, it comes into play as well. So,
well, those extra warm water temps, take its toll on a lot of different fish, let alone something as big as a muskie.
Absolutely. Yeah, I read a few reports, and I think the difference, there's a 10-degree difference from 65 to 75, and once you hit that 75-degree mark, water temp mark, you're losing like 60% of your dissolved oxygen in the water column or something. Yeah, there was a study that I was reading that Mark Thorpe was involved with, a guy, a muskie fishing guy from out east, the St. Lawrence area. But it was eye-opening to read that dissolved oxygen levels are decreased dramatically when the water temps hit that 75-degree mark.
We talked, I think, about this earlier in the year. I know you you like to fish Cass Lake quite a bit. That lake has gotten extremely clear. It certainly has affected the walleye fishing, and where they find walleyes, when they can get walleyes. How about muskie? Same thing?
I would say like low light conditions. Kind of contradicting myself, at almost exactly noon yesterday, we caught a 48.5-incher out there. So there is some excuses that happen. However, I would say like low light conditions, night fishing, like if there's heavy cloud cover, like I said, before or after a storm, those type of situations, that's going to be the key time to get out there. Looking at the entire chain as a whole, just because Cass Lake has 23 foot clarity, it doesn't mean that some of the connecting water has that same clarity. So if you travel throughout the connecting water, you can still find dirtier water and you can usually get on a decent morning or even day bite out there.
Talking about the big guys with Mr. Muskie, Kevin Cochran. Got a lot more to come on Fishing Paul Bunyan Country, presented by Northland Fishing Tackle. This is Fishing Paul Bunyan Country, presented by Northland Fishing Tackle. Talking muskies with Kevin Cochran of Kevin Cochran's Muskie Guide Service. What are you using or what are you throwing at muskies these days?
Doing a lot of plastic baits, a lot of like rubber baits, whether that would be bulldogs, medusas, and then beaver baits. I throw some tubes here and there. And also jigging, too. I jig for muskies quite a bit as well. So, I've kind of strayed away from the bucktails just because, in my opinion, the bucktails, they ride higher in the water column. And if the top 2 feet of the water column is the warmest and your bait's going in the top 2 feet of the water column, in my opinion, I don't think the muskies are going to want to go up there necessarily. So I'm throwing baits to get down a little bit deeper.
Okay. You mentioned obviously the storms seem to be the time, and that's typical. That's nothing unusual, right? That storms are a good time either side.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would say something that's unusual is the lack of morning and evening bite. Typically, that's a great time to musky fish. However, it seems like the morning bite has just been horrible, and the evening bite's been a little bit better, but very, very inconsistent. So you have years ago, not that many years ago, I could plan on, catching one fish at sunset or first dark. So right now it's not necessarily the case. You could have bites during that late morning or early afternoon period too.
So what's a guide to do?
Fish long hours. Fish long hours is right. Yeah. So what I do is I fish, 9 or 10 hours every day at least. It's my job to run the gamut and find fish and put clients on those fish. So, and we've been doing pretty well lately, usually at least one shot a day. So I guess I can't complain about that.
The quest for a muskie is one that requires a lot of patience, and I'm assuming most of the people who come on a muskie trip understand that.
Sure. Oh, yeah. They do. They do. They realize that I have people that jump in my boat and say, oh, a muskie is a fish of 1,000 casts. I'm like, well, actually, the saying is 10,000. But, it could take one. It could take 10,001. It's all obviously dependent on the activity of the fish and if you can trigger that fish in the biting. So, it's different than Canada. The fish in Canada are a little bit less educated than our fish, and they're easier to catch, in my opinion. However, generally speaking, if you're looking at Lake of the Woods specifically in comparison to our area lakes, our fish are definitely bigger. They run quite a bit bigger down here. So, yeah, if you want a big fish, you got to put in the time.
Yeah, you do. So as we move into August, what are you expecting to have occur?
I'm expecting cooler water temps, maybe starting the second week of August. And then I think once you have that, you'll have a stronger shallow water push of muskies where they're on top of the sand flats and in the reed beds and on top of rock piles too and gravel. So I do foresee cooler temps in the future, and we are. I mean, we came down from like 79, 80, and we're on cast where it's 73.2, I think is what I had this morning. So, look for that shallow water push and look for a pretty decent small bucktail and topwater bite once September hits, for sure.
Okay. Me, as a human being, I prefer warm weather. I prefer summer weather. If you really want to catch good muskies, though, that isn't necessarily what you want.
You know, they definitely run heavier in the fall. So if you're looking at a true trophy, then I would suggest fishing in October and November. November is actually one of my busiest months. That's the time where I get, you know, I get a lot of requests every day for my November dates. And, you know, there's good reason. We have big fish around here, and in the fall they add quite a bit of weight.
That is so different than probably any other type of fishing guide.
Is it?
I don't think there's a lot of them busy in November.
Right. I don't see many people out fishing, and you know, like walleye guides or whatever. I don't see those guys out in November. I think they rely more off of tourism, summer tourism specifically, than I do. So I have people that come up here, you know, from all over that aren't up here on family vacations. So those people are they're fishing for muskies, and they want my help. So that'll carry on into October and November. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's we're fortunate to have some of the best muskie fishing in Minnesota, just literally out our back door.
He's Kevin Cochran. I'm Kev Jackson. It's Fish and Paul Bunyan Country presented by Northland Fishing Tackle, and we're talking muskies. As you spend a lot of time on the water, and I know you've been very, very passionate about muskie habitats and muskies most of your adult life, anything out there concerning you right now?
You know, I would say that 100% the stocking efforts aren't in sync with the increase of anglers, specifically of muskie anglers. So we're not getting our new waters that we were even promised by the DNR. And as far as I know, they didn't even stock any fish this year yet due to COVID. Maybe that's changed, but from what I understood, they didn't stock anything. So I think that, you know, there needs to be more lakes that are maybe reintroduction of musky waters that traditionally had muskies that no longer have muskies. Those lakes need to be stocked. So,
well, what about it? Even if you had that happen, how long before muskie anglers are willing to try those new waters? Would you guess?
You know, I would say like 5 to 7 years before they're actually fishable. So, you know, if you look at that peak, they'll peak at 12 to 14 years. And I had a 54 incher that was aged, and I knew by the specific fin clip, that it was exactly 14 year old fish. So that was a fall, huge 54 incher. But you know, you could definitely have a fishery, and in 6 years, 5 or 6 years, you could fish it. You could fish that lake for muskies. So, and we just need more opportunity in the state. I think that's kind of our biggest drawback is stocking efforts. They're not there. And then also you look at like the numbers of adult fish, in Vermilion. And I don't know if it's like one fish every 15 or 20 acres, but it's something kind of ridiculous like that. And that's extremely low density. Same with Mille Lacs. Mille Lacs is a very low density lake as well. Bemidji, in fact, Bemidji, I think, had close to 600 adults, and that's, like one fish in every, like 7,000 acres roughly. So, yeah, stocking efforts, there needs, you know, you can't have the same stocking, ratio for every lake in the state, because all the lakes are different. So that has to be taken into effect as well.
Okay. Well, Kevin, if people want to use your services, it sounds like you're pretty well booked, but if we are working on next year, can we get in now?
Absolutely, yeah. I have August. Actually, I have August 10th and 11th open for some reason.
Oh, okay.
Those are the only 2 days in August. But you know, September I've got a handful of dates, and October maybe a handful as well. But you can get a hold of me. My phone number is 507-456-9023. I just updated my website after like 15 years of guiding. So I had a website built back in like 2005, and that was definitely, it was dated. And Rob Juretich, my buddy Rob, built me a pretty awesome website, and that's KevinCochranGuide.com. So there you can check out everything. And then, of course, I've got a Facebook page for my business as well.
Okay, very cool. And one thing I'm always doing, since so many of the guides that I talk to are also educators, try to get the inside scoop. Any predictions, any thoughts? Have you heard anything about what we're looking at this fall yet?
I don't know. I have no idea. I was talking to our school secretary like 15 minutes ago, and yeah, she has no idea. And I think there was a meeting scheduled for the 27th. That didn't happen. I think that got delayed. I'm not sure if it's going to be this week or next week, but I think maybe we'll find out pretty soon. I'm not going to really give you my thoughts on the whole thing, but I want to be in a classroom. I guess I want to be in a classroom with kids. You know, I love being around kids. I love my job, and my coworkers are incredible. So I want to be around those people. I would really rather not be at home, but obviously I'll do whatever I'm told to do. So
I don't think that's a controversial statement. I don't know any teacher that wouldn't think that way.
Yeah. And I know there's so many other educators out there that maybe they're older, maybe they're in their 60s or even early 70s, or and they have pre-existing conditions, you know. And I totally get it. I totally get, you know, their concerns too. But as far as me, I definitely want to be around some kids and some incredible coworkers that I have.
All right.
And every year about this time of the year, I would say like mid August, I start getting excited to go back to school. I'm like, yes, I don't have to wake up at 4:30 in the morning. I don't have to, I don't have to be in the sun for 10 or 12 hours a day. You know, and that's like my time to relax. But, you know, in addition, I do trips Monday through Friday. Typically I'll do trips maybe 3 days a week, 3 or 4 days a week. Like a 5 to 9, so okay. After school,
right? Yeah. Well, I don't blame you for wanting to get in the classroom. I think kids want to be in there. You know, everybody wants that to happen. Let's hope it can at least in a partial level happen. I think that's what everybody wants.
I know.
At least maybe we can get that happy medium some way somehow. All right, Kevin Cochran, absolutely. I appreciate you taking time and chatting. It's always good to hear from you.
Oh, thank you so much, Kev.
Great way to start the week with Kevin Cochran. We got a great week coming up once again with a ton of great guests. Tomorrow, Greg Wolner joins me. He's the new CEO at Northland Fishing Tackle. They talk about their great acquisition of Bagley Baits. We got Jeff Gustafson coming in later this week. We got Jared Houston and Will Pappenfuss. Lucky me, I get to talk to another bunch of smart people again this week.
FISHRIN, Paul Bunyan Country.